Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, Alex. It's Bjorn here. I just dropped my car off this morning. I just wanted to see how things were going with it.
Yep, sure. I'll find out for you. Give me one sec.
All right, thank you.
Fiona, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys are still working on it. It's looking like it's getting close. Can we give you an update in about half hour?
Yeah, sure. I was just wondering if they can update me about the sounds that happened from the wheel bearing or wheel shaft that I was talking about in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll find out for you. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Fiona, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guys are just finishing off something in the shop, and then they're going to go and road test it. And we spun it up on the hoist, and they can't hear anything untoward coming from the wheels while we're in the air. So now we're going to go take it for a road test, and obviously we need to get it moving and warm so that we can see if we can experience that noise.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. It hasn't been happening lately because I haven't driven the car for a while, but when I start driving it, like, every day, it will get worse and worse.
It gets worse and worse.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So would it happen below 60 k's an hour?
Yeah, it would happen when I put it into third, second, or even first gear. When I'm driving it and I take my foot off the accelerator to slow down. Like, I don't press the brake. I just take my foot off and, like, it'll start.
Accelerating,
Yeah, it'll start
Would you say it's like a metallic rattling noise?
It's kind of like a metallic noise, yeah. Do you want me to email you guys the video?
Videos are really hard. So if I can get the best way to do it is get a description and then we can try and replicate it. Sometimes we can even jump in together in the car and have a listen.
Yeah, it's kind of like a creaking noise sometimes, and then sometimes it's like a clunking, like metal clunking noise or like a metal grinding noise.
Okay.
And then when I was driving on the freeway fast, it turned like it would be like a quick noise, like something spinning and like
just grazing. And that's with you cruising at like 100 k's an hour? And
yeah, that one was.
It's only when you take your throttle, your foot off the accelerator and decelerate, is that right?
The first bit was, and also when I'm on the freeway and I'm driving at 100 and my accelerator is still like pushed on. It still made that noise.
Does it do anything else like vibrations?
No vibrations. No. I think because my exhaust is so loud, it's like hard to hear
it was
very loud. Like it got really loud. Like you could hear it. Like when I drive slowly, like it would fully creak and like I open the windows and I could fully hear it.
Right.
And it would be from the passenger side.
From the passenger side, front wheel.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to go and have a drive and see if we can replicate it. Because in the shop, in the air, spinning it up to 60 k's an hour in one spot, we can't hear a thing.
I think it needs pressure, maybe.
No problem. Yeah. Just leave it with us. We'll need a little bit more time, but hopefully we can come back with an answer shortly.
Okay, no worries. And do I still come and pick it up around 4 or?
Well, if we do, we just might be limited on what we can do with it. So we might be able to ID what the problem is.
Yeah.
Getting it fixed in that small amount of time is probably not going to happen. But at least we can try and ID what it is and quote it for you. And then you can choose whether you still want to pick it up or you want it fixed.
If I leave it with you guys, can I pick it up on Tuesday?
Pickup's not a problem on Tuesday. It's just more if we've got time to fix it. Depending on what we find. So right now, I think the best thing to do is let us just diagnose it properly and try and really hone in on what the problem is, and then we can work on a plan on what to do. Do you have to travel far to pick it up if you need to pick it up today?
Today I'm staying somewhere so I can get it, but then my home's like in Pakenham, so I'd
be okay, I see. Okay, are you able to give us, say, around about an hour?
Yeah.
So that we can have a little bit of a play with it? I'm happy for you to pick it up on Tuesday too. I just, again, I need to know what's wrong with the car first before we can start making plans to have it repaired.
The videos have the sound pretty loud on there, but
We'll have a listen to it. But yeah, look, it's one of those things. Until we actually experience it, we don't want to be replacing things based off noise on the video. We need to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's costing money and we might not be getting the result we need. So it's just, we don't want to go down that path.
Yeah, sure, no worries.
Okay.
All right.
Please just leave with us for a little bit and we'll have a play. We'll see if we can come up with some answers for you shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, no worries. Bye-bye.